News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Environmental Protection Agency has revoked the scientific finding that underpinned the U.S. fight against climate change. Sakamagani has details.
The 2009 finding determined carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases endanger public health and welfare.
A disastrous Obama-era policy that severely damaged the American auto industry and massively drove up prices.
The move repeals all greenhouse gas emission standards for cars and trucks and could lead to undoing restrictions on power plants and other facilities. Former President Obama says the change means, quote, we will be less safe, less healthy, and less able to fight climate change. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
It looks like a shutdown ahead for the Department of Homeland Security. Negotiations between the White House and Democrats on new restrictions on immigration enforcement operations have stalled, and lawmakers are set to leave Washington for a 10-day break. Meantime, the administration says it's ending its immigration crackdown in Minnesota.
Border Czar Tom Homan says Operation Metro Surge has resulted in more than 4,000 arrests since it started December 1st.
We've had great success with this operation, and we're leaving Minnesota safer.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz was asked when they are leaving.
As soon as they can pack their stuff, book a plane, move on, I would volunteer. We will help you get to the airport. We will clear the roads.
Two people were shot and killed by federal officers in Minneapolis.
The federal government needs to pay for what they broke here. There are going to be accountability on things that happened, but one of the things is the incredible and immense costs that were borne by the people of this state.
I'm Ed Donahue.
And McDonald's says its focus on value is bringing back customers. It reports global same-store sales jumped a better-than-expected 5.7% in the October-December period. This is AP News. The latest on the search for Nancy Guthrie.
Investigators in Tucson, Arizona, are asking residents in a two-mile radius of Guthrie's home to share videos going back a month. Seeing anything out of the ordinary could be important. Ann Adams, who lives next door to Guthrie's daughter Annie, says agents wanted to look around her property.
They did ask specifically for the 31st of January and the morning of the 1st of February. And then they wanted to know if we saw anything suspicious on our cameras.
Hopes were raised Tuesday after the FBI released surveillance videos showing a masked person outside Guthrie's front door, and a man was briefly detained for questioning but then released. The Pima County Sheriff's Department says investigators are analyzing several pieces of evidence, including a pair of gloves. Today's show host Savannah Guthrie shared a home video of her mom on Instagram, writing, "We will never give up on her." I'm Jennifer King.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.